This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You know, he puts his pants on one leg at a time too, David. Okay? He's a man, not a machine.
He's a man. He's just a man. And I've had so many men before.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Oh boy. So this came up because you asked if Paul Skeens was one of the top pitchers, attractions in Major League Baseball.
I said I felt like this was a game.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't the Cubs involved, if there's an afternoon game, I would go home and watch this game.
I agree. If he's on the mound,
I want to watch.
I'm watching
this guy
Paul Skeens. And yes. It became, well, who else in the major leagues would you do that for? What pitchers are worth just reserving time
the
for?
Top five pitchers tune in for.
It's a good exercise. You think about it. It's a good thought exercise. Now, obviously, I'm a Cub fan, so Shota would be in the mix, but I'm going to remove Shota from this equation.
Oh, Shota would be fun.
This is my top five. Number five, Garrett Crochet. Hmm. Give me the ball. I'm going to throw it by you with a big leg kick, and I'm just going to hit high 90s every single time out. I love the way he attacks.
I used to know him.
Number four, Shohei Ohtani, the pitcher. Not just as a hitter. There's a curiosity when Ohtani takes the mound that I can't believe that I'm watching the best hitter in baseball throw the way that he throws. And when he was a pitcher, you forget how good he was.
I just don't know that he's pitching enough to have that on your list.
Well, I guarantee you, I don't want to guarantee anything.
Guarantee.
I would guarantee you that when he makes his first start, you will find the time to watch it.
No shadow of a doubt.
So when he goes on the mound, he's in the top five by virtue of that. He's going to be the guy that is must watch when he takes the mound. So he's number four on my list. Number three, Tarik Skubal. Because best pitcher in the American League, very kind of, I don't want to say relative unknown, but still he's not the guy that has taken baseball by storm from a celebrity standpoint. He's not a guy that I think a lot of people can even spell his name, let alone find ways to watch him pitch. But he is worth the price of admission.
Get the name right on the trophy because that's your Cy Young.
Well, they are definitely playing at a high level too, because Javi Baez, you see him grand slam yesterday, Dustin. That was for you.
Yeah, how
Tarik about that, though? Tarik Skubal is number three. Number two, again, a little provincial, but he has earned it. Chris Sale. I always want to find out when Chris Sale's pitching because I will watch it.
See, the thing is, I said to you while we were just talking, I said, Sale would have been on the list last year, but he doesn't make it this year, and I'm not sure that he's made it every year. But I would again question why you keep going with Sox pitchers who are traded.
I don't know.
This is the equivalent of you like
where
shooting.
Where does Carlos Rodon fall in that list?
Yeah, exactly. He's shooting peanut shells at me.
I love Carlos Rodon.
You're not putting together a list of pitchers you want to see. You want to put together a list of guys that will trigger me.
Torture you.
Did you ever write a negative word about Carlos
Rodon? I don't think I did. I loved him when they drafted him out of North Carolina State. I loved the way that they used him. I just loved the way he attacked hitters. He married a girl from Indiana.
Is Kopech number one then? No. By virtue of what you're doing to me?
No, I'm sorry. But I like Chris Sale ever since he came up. I find his delivery fascinating. How does a guy that tall and lanky with all of that movement throw the ball as hard as he throws it? He's so skinny. Have another sandwich, man. Yeah. All right. And number one, this is an easy one for me. Paul Skeens is the most he is the most compelling pitcher in baseball to me. Every time he goes out, even today against the Cubs, I expect him to go seven, to give up three hits, maybe one run, and then get to the bullpen. The Cubs are going to win. It's a close game. But I think he's going to be dealing because every time he goes to the mound, I think he's capable of throwing a no-hitter. And that's fun.
Brandon, you have a comment on that?
Where's Hunter Green? No love for Hunter Green?
Oh, my gosh. I forgot Hunter Green.
Good. That's pretty good.
He's probably six.
But I like your list, though. I like your list.
You know what? That's on me. I think this is a very personal list. I think I would replace Shohei with Hunter Green.
Why don't you take one of the former White Sox out?
No.
Could we change it just slightly?
All right, yeah.
Which pitcher would you actually spend money on and not flash your Baseball Writers of America card on to get into the ballpark? Hard-earned David Haw money, not just. Oh, by the way, you might know me.
You can always get a single.
I love that pass.
Yeah,
I love that pass. That's a good question. I would pay money to see Skeens. I would pay money to see Sale. I'm probably stopping there. I'm probably stopping there. The rest would have to be Cubs. I would have to be a Cub game.
Yeah, he'd be flashing his card.
This is Hall.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I think that's a good question. Boy, I stopped in my tracks. Hunter Green now makes me feel I'm slightly embarrassed. I did not have him in my top five because there's not been a better pitcher probably in the National League this year than Hunter Green.
Yeah, that's true.
Hitting 100.
All right, 312-644-6767. You want to call out David on his list, which includes every ex-Sox player, feel free. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 The Score.
Cubs should give Carlos Rodon $100 million.
Are you bringing back my greatest hits?